Let's start the beat. It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what? They knew about this.
All right, so Tremaya side.
Chlordane, that's one.
But she didn't say that.
I know.
But you could still use it.
Chlordane is in Tremaya
side. So what would they use? What would they use?
I don't know what they're using.
Well, hold on. You didn't let me finish. Let me finish. You got a bunch of people from like a war or a fucking a hurricane or whatever. Or the 311, 2011 tsunami.
Yeah.
Tsunami. Think about all these people around. What would they use to keep the rats out? Think all the water comes up, right? Or something.
Yeah.
Do you see the documentary, how all the people stayed in the camps?
An underground cavern you could run into.
Right, but what keeps the rats? They're getting pushed. You said it would what? What is it called? Termiticide.
Termiticide.
And that...
You can't use that. Of course, it's cancer and rats. If it causes cancer rats, of course, it's cancer and humans.
I understand. So wait,
that's
used
why
it.
They banned it.
I understand, but how would you, as an exterminator, let's think about it. You got a shelter full of people. That's your job. You're the exterminator there. You haven't done it in a long time. How would you keep the pests, not just mice, every kind of, that you figured they would have to do something,
they go into
or you
the
think they didn't think about that?
They go in and they just come out. They survive nuclear blasts and all kinds of shit, you know?
Alright. I need 15 minutes for a show. What do you want to do? Terminate? No. I need something. I'm not going to be able to get it, am I?
I'm dying right now. I was leaving today.
Isn't that crazy? Well, maybe tomorrow. It's only a couple of hours
there's
away.
A cigarette in here.
What? You said you were bumming cigarettes off me. You didn't get any off. Oh, I did throw you a pack when I was. I just fell asleep.
You threw me like three.
Did I? I was fucking. I just fell asleep and I said.
Recyclables, because it's all plastic.
I was up all night doing the show and I shaved and I went to sleep and I said, fuck, they're going to wake me the fuck up after I fall asleep. Like last night.
Well.
Soon as I, like, you know, just as you first pass out, I was just passing out. And I'm, like, just sleeping. And I hear, hey, yeah, cigarettes! Cigarettes! And,
I didn't ask last night. It was this morning.
Yes, it was this morning.
Hmm.
Right, so I did my show last night. I'm doing my show.
Dead. I don't know, maybe I'll get something.
I think, yeah. See, this light's better than the candle.
Yeah, but I keep the candles because this has an odor to it, and I got another one.
Wait, fix this. What's wrong with it?
It's fucked up. There's a broken part on it. It would sit like that.
You get the shit I showed you on Amazon.
What shit?
The lights. Because you don't use it for the scent, the, you know, the odor.
I don't think this is going to light because it's so damn.
Have you ever moved the seat?
Yeah.
Did you know it opens and all?
Yeah, of course. It's got wrapping paper.
Mom used to sit here with the big thing.
I'm sure she did.
I used to watch her as a little kid do her hair and stuff.
I'm sure she did.
And
she was a makeup.
On the wigs, right?
Yeah.
And then I didn't know about the wigs. I knew about...
That's done.
The only
person I thought wore wigs was fucking famous people, right? You know, obviously. They're celebrities. And black women, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, what my ex said to me, she said, it's like, you know, because she wore wigs. You remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And she said it's like, it's like being with a different woman every night. Imagine all the black guys.
I don't think so.
Imagine the black guys. She said it's like being with a different woman every night. So I don't think so. So I was talking to
the girl at Wawa and the white kid who liked the other girl.
Yeah.
And the girl I was talking to, she was very beautiful black woman. And I said, you don't have a wig on, right? And she did.
Does.
And she did.
Why were you asking that?
Because the wigs came up about...
you can tell when a woman wears a wig.
Well, you just shoot the shit.
I can tell you when you brought that girl over, she had a wig on.
I said, is it true? Because I said, this is coming from my ex. I'm new to the wig game here, even though a lot of white women do wear, right? She's like, yeah, there's a lot more than you would think. And I said, no shit. And I said, well, let me guess. It doesn't look like you have a wig on, but... Since I have a year almost experience now, I'm going to say, you probably do, but I can't tell either way. And she says, no, I do. I like my hair short. So I found all that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm thinking about buying my own wig.
I blow this out around 12 and I light my other candles.
Where's the things? We're on a show now. So anything else you'd like to add on?
No, but,
I'm charging now. It's 49 cents a month if you want to...
Is this your phone or my phone?
It's recorded, so every time you move it, it sounds bad. Why do you always play with that? I got one on yours. Don't yours have one, remember?
Yeah.
You have a kickstand on yours, but I put it over the kickstand. Yeah, like that.
Alright.
Now... What about your internet? I mean, not your internet. This is actually, I was going to buy it. Where'd you get this at?
Walmart.
All right, let me take it.
Don't take it.
I'll just get them. All right, I seen you come over here to find them.
They were in my backpack. When I came in here, I was going to yell at you when you woke me up.
When you said, where are they? The first time in the morning.
Yeah, but I put them back in my backpack.
And you were like, oh, I found them.
I knew where they were at. I realized where they were at. It's like,
so, you know,
but I put them in my backpack.
This is like tripping. How do you deal with that?
Because to keep the floor is ice cold when you get out. No, I don't trip. I never trip on that.
So you were right here the last time I seen you said, when you said, so we're 19, 17 are missing. Did you look around this area?
No, I did not.
That was the last place I seen you.
When?
When you said, I found them, and you got up.
I found them. It was over there I found
them. Well, you were in this vicinity. Yeah, I don't know.
I realized where I had put them.
Okay.
I used to do the same thing to your sister, Jean, about my weed and the booze. The booze. Like, I would bring booze home every night, you know?
I don't understand.
And
who? Sisters.
I know, from the Phillies.
My sister.
Yeah. And I was bringing it home, and I would fill the refrigerator up because I'd bring like 2 to 3 cases home at night. You know, because once they're on ice, you can't, you can't take them off the ice and have them warm, you know?
They look like blondes.
So,
South Phillies?
Yeah. So I said, boy, Nora's drinking a lot of beer. And I just thought that to myself. Anyway, I usually never come home at lunchtime. And I came home this particular lunchtime. I came in the front door and I heard the back door slam. There was a bag of beer on the refrigerator, on the kitchen table. Gina was taking the beer and taking it to her friends down the alley, out the alley door. The alley door was open. Yeah, she was running down the street to Alex's house.
They must have drank it. Oh,
yeah, they were all drinking it. Yeah, wherever they drank it at, you know, like Harold and Karen.
No, alleys were
Alex and
you can only fit one person.
What was his name?
One person and a half would fit down that alley. Some of the alleys were big.
Yeah, well. That's how I found out that who was.
Well, I wonder if we can go to the 17th and Porter Street. You think anybody lived there? We could just knock on the door and say, "Listen, we used to live here."
Yeah, remember that time I fixed it up, and then see, Jim used to bought the house because he was Jim Geary. He used to he bought the house and he rented out.
House.
Huh?
You rented?
That was his mom's house.
And wait, that wasn't.
It was his mother's house. He grew up there.
And he rented out to you guys.
He rented it out to me, your mom. And he would come by every now and then drunk, right? And because he was sentimental about the house, because the house reminded him of his childhood. And then I painted and put a ceiling painted.
I remember the
new
paint.
Tiles, painted. I started scraping the wallpaper.
Right,
I stopped. I stopped
that.
Because it was like too much. There must have been 10 things of wallpaper. Thank God.
Oh, God. I remember I had help.
And then the cracks in the corner were like this gigantic, and I had to put tape and
stuff. Yeah, you would make me fucking sit there and do the wallpaper. Remember you had to keep wetting it with sponge?
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I was only like seven years old.
I only did the living room. I didn't get too far in the living room.
It was 7 years old, 6 years old, and I was working.
But remember Alex, who lived next door? Not Alice. What was his name? Ralph lived next door.
Fat Ralph?
Yeah. He used to come
there was
in.
Another neighbor.
This house was really... Everybody thought
Ralph
it was nice. Yeah.
Right
Ralph.
Next door.
Yeah.
Wasn't there another
Ralph. Ralph. Yeah. His grandparents. He lived with his grandparents.
Fat Ralph
was
the
home,
right? Fat
no, we didn't call him Fat Ralph.
But he was fat.
He was heavy.
We called him.
Maybe you
no,
did.
No, us, the kids called him Fat Ralph. But we didn't say it to his face, you know.
No, but he was heavy and he was a nice kid. He was a nice guy.
And I used to run with Jason Porter. No, Jason Porter? Yeah, no, Jason, oh my God. I seen him. Remember him?
No.
He lived around the corner. His family worked at the bakery right across
the
street.
Yeah, where you threw dough at the dog or
never happened. Never fucking still to this day. The dog was barking at us. And all of a sudden, the lady called the cops.
And the cops locked you up.
And Jason built
a dough. You got out of the car crying. And said, Janelle, don't tell Daddy.
I don't know where that story came from.
Because you brought up the bakery.
No, because Jason took dough and made a fake brain out of it.
And
like a brain.
It, yeah.
And we sat on the stoop, fucking with it, like we were pretending we were going to the brain. And we ride the Hot Wheels. So we're riding the Hot Wheels,
so
going in the alleyways. We both rode the Hot Wheels, so we were going through the alleyways, and we still had the dough. Nothing else. We never threw dough at the dog.
That was what Janelle told me.
Why is the cop saying, or the lady saying,
throwing dough? Well, maybe she thought that.
Who?
The lady.
She thought you were throwing dough at the dog to make the dog bark.
The cops talk.
I can be honestly, 100%, I don't remember. I don't think I would ever throw it, but I don't think we did.
Well,
I don't think
that,
we threw
that's what the cops said to Janelle.
Think about it. All the years.
They didn't take you to jail.
I know, but all the years there. And that all of a sudden I'm throwing dough at dogs.
Well, no, that's what the cops said. You didn't get beat or anything.
Yeah, I got beat.
No,
with the
you
belt
did not.
By
you
sticking up for myself.
You didn't get
you.
Beat with no belt. Nobody beat.
Yeah, you did.
Anybody got beat with a belt. It was me.
We're talking about my childhood and you.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
You don't remember.
Your comparison to my childhood don't even come close.
So I was getting bullied on in school. Constantly by this one fat kid, not the kid right here, South Philly. That's why I didn't like the school.
Well, you
so then one time he was in front of our
I
house.
Had shoes,
not letting me finish.
Hangers
Jesus
thrown at
Christ.
Me.
I understand you had a rough childhood. Oh my God.
The nuns used to beat
Christ.
The shit out of me.
I don't
the
know how Papa didn't kill you.
I pulled
anyway,
the fire alarm.
He finished
really
this. So I had a bully in school. I was younger. He was fatter. Big fat kid, whatever. And he decided to fuck with me that day in front of our house. So what he did is he put his arts and craft down between the car and the curb. And he was fucking with me. And I fucking kicked it and broke his arts and craft and cried. And I fucking
been a real pussy.
Well, that was after he was done bullying me. And then I ran in, got a fucking kitchen knife, and chased him all the way around.
Only you.
only me. I wasn't going to stab him. I'm taking it step by step.
I didn't know that.
Right, but I wanted to fucking strike the feet because he would always bully me.
Apparently you did.
He fucking would try.
He
would come up and grab me like this and hold me. But he's like, are you listening? He would bully me.
He must have been.
Until I stood up.
Yeah, and kicked his arching grass and broke it. And he cried.
Because he. Right, because he was fucking.
Put so much time into it.
Right.
You know, and was so I said.
And I looked at him and.
How old was he?
I don't know. Well, I had to be like 7.
Oh, the Hot
eight.
Wheels.
So anyway.
You would ride around.
I ran and court. Grabbed the knife because he was still crying over his arch crib and I had the knife. It was like a fucking, you know, not a real sharp knife. It was like a regular knife.
Butter knife.
Like a knife you would cut bread with. Not a, yeah, not a butter
like
knife.
Like one of our knives.
Yeah. And I'm over there chasing them all. I went, you know, what's that street?
In here,
you go right here, right?
I don't know what.
And I chased them up the street like. And then when you got home from work, I literally cried for you not to hit me with. You didn't hit me with the belt. You had the belt, and you were going to hit me because you found out that
my belt.
I remember this very well because I was there.
It was them when we lived.
You're not going to let me finish because you're not going to remember.
He would go like this, pop up.
Wait a minute! Why are you going back 70 years?
When I didn't want to hit him.
I'm talking about right now. Do you remember? You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember.
You had the belt, and I'm on my knees at the dresser. Please don't hit me like
and
you
I
the
didn't
belt.
Hit you.
No, you aren't. You were going to,
I'd
but you didn't
scare because, you with it.
Because I said I don't know how you found out, but you found out because the
I don't remember that at all.
Because they came over, they called. I don't remember, and the parents said that I broke his arts and craft, and you got pissed about it. And I said, I don't remember what I said. So please don't hit me. Blah blah blah.
You never got it. And when got taken away from us, we were like, it wasn't our fault. We didn't want them to take you away. We didn't want to
Conley Road
up here. Yeah.
Oh my God, I was on a cheer mode. And then what happened?
Well, they took you.
Yeah.
We were begging them not to.
I didn't hear you guys say a fucking word.
What do you mean you didn't say a word?
I can tell you that whole incident.
He says, you got to go to school.
4 weeks.
You know, 2 weeks.
I went
not
2 weeks.
4 weeks.
No, I have to go
you
the whole
go
month.
You didn't go 1 day.
No, I went 2 weeks.
We would drop you over the front door before we even got home.
But did you ever?
You were home.
Right. 2 weeks I went out of the month.
It was 2 weeks.
2 weeks that I went out of the month.
Oh,
I was supposed to go. It was a month.
I remember
right?
2 weeks he gave you.
No.
He said,
you're hearing it wrong. He goes, you got a month. One month,
if you come back in front of me and you don't go to school,
you need a whole month. If you lose a day without a doctor's note or a good reason, you're going to get put away.
And
it was Judge.
Happened.
Who was the judge?
I had Judge Judy.
Judge Summers. I'll never forget. You know why? Because he didn't let me fucking say a word.
He blamed it on me and your mom.
No, I didn't hear him say anything to you guys. Nothing. It was just my fault. But I had this whole thing in my head, like, little judge, and you gotta remember, I'm what, 16? I'm thinking, there was no running water at the time. No.
There was running water?
I was 15.
I was paying the bills?
I was 15.
You were 14.
I went to my mom's I was 16, right?
Yeah, only there for a year and something.
Right, so where did a year go?
You went 14, 15, and then before you hit 16, they came and got you.
You're
only going up there for a year and a couple
getting
months.
Back to that, though. I didn't hear the judge say anything to you. I didn't hear you guys doing it. All I remember was going,
in front of the judge.
This is you.
Believe me, we were heartbroken. No, he wasn't me. See you later,
you deserve it. And you know what
happened? Nothing. We were unsure.
You know what happened?
We didn't think that was going to happen.
I knew it was going to happen. But guess what? Two things. One, it was the best thing for me in a way because I got to meet fucking good people that went through a lot of shit in their lives, and I learned, I shouldn't do that. Stay away from this. Don't do drugs. Don't lie. Don't steal. And I did about all three of them. I did lie a lot. It was my job up there, but I didn't steal except for that time. Now,
say
the
three Our Fathers and three Hail Marys.
Getting to the other point to that, though. You know, and something that you don't know, Janelle called me I don't know. Well, she called me that night. I talked to her that night. And then a week later, because I had to stay a month in the gray, in the, you have to stay a month in that one cottage. So they're called runners.
Yeah.
You got to wear gray with flip-flops, no sneakers for the whole month.
Didn't you see Raymond or somebody?
I'll tell you that story in a little bit. So I had to wear gray. I was in this one cottage. And a week later, 2 weeks later, John calls me and says, oh, well, mommy is down the basement. Or, no, you were down. Mommy was upstairs with her boyfriend, or you were down, and you were downstairs in the basement with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Well,
and the whole fucking house fell apart. And
the house didn't fall apart. It just said, with nobody was paying the bills.
Right.
Janelle,
right.
Mike.
Right. You just said it. Nobody was paying the bills. Mike, so let's get back. Janelle. Wait, go back to the judge now.
Yeah, I was, on a binge, man. I went on a binge. I lost my
mind. Was I going to school with all that shit going on around me?
Well,
I had no water and no food.
Dina was going to school.
No water. No, they had different. They had outside help.
No
they
water,
had friends
no
and
there
shit.
Was food.
I was taking the bus. The SEPTA bus to get to school.
We were driving you to school.
Well, no, the first time you drove me, I took the bus home. I can tell you because I remember that, too.
When you told me your problems, I went to Gina first, and then I went to Janelle. What was it like growing up? Well, you and Mommy did your thing.
Fought a lot.
But we had great...
Sorry. Right, I believe it.
Okay. And I told you 2 years into our relationship, she would pick fights and accuse me of things I didn't even do yet.
All right.
She was,
let's not go backwards.
I named the girl off the soap opera. I said, you're like,
I know. I remember when you threw a club, but see, what
that
you're saying
reaction,
doesn't justify
shut the fuck up.
But it doesn't justify
no,
it.
No, it don't.
And I know
I
you should have
took a fucking dog for a walk.
Do you know, I've never hit her hard, but I slapped her like, wait the fuck
me,
up.
When me and Gina were in here listening to you guys fight, and it was like, think about how me and her would fight. She would pick a fight. And, like, I couldn't understand why would this girl want to pick a fight with me? You know, I'm not doing nothing. I'm going to work. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Then I finally came up with the question.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have taken it out on your kids.
Finally realized, no, I didn't take it out on the kids.
Well,
I finally said to myself,
and I'm thinking,
I asked her a question.
Did your mom
fight? And she says, yes, all the
yes,
time.
Yes, I understand
that
this.
That was the answer.
Let's stay on this whole thing. So after that, the house fell apart, blah, blah, blah. Getting to my point that I wanted to tell the judge, thank God it never happened because I never would have got put away, even though that sounds weird.
But so you think it
would have told the judge.
Best thing for you.
Yeah, but if I would have
so
told
do you
the
think
judge.
It became?
Well, first of all, I don't know why a father would or mother wouldn't say, oh, it's our fault we do drugs, there's no water.
No, there was
no
drug taken, but it was just drinking.
There was
dude.
No water. We didn't have any water.
I don't remember that.
I do. And I didn't
on Conley Road?
Yes.
Conley Road was
it was bad.
Sorry, 18th Street
so,
was all right. Once I
so
jumped
while I'm in
from
there,
housekeeping to maintenance,
while
I
I'm
went
in there
with all
the
crazy people.
The subject, while I'm in there, she did visit me. I stayed right here.
Who visited you?
Right, Mommy visited me once.
Oh, because she was probably living up there.
Once or twice. So I can't remember. They would visit and I would sleep right where your feet are when I would get my... You'd have to get better.
Yeah, the weekend pass.
Well, you have
something.
To earn yourself. You start at level 4, and then you go all the way to level 3, 2, 1, Eagle. I got to 1, and then I got out before Eagle. I was going to make
they
Eagle.
Got custody of you.
Right. So
it
I asked the lady,
realize.
Mrs.
What year
she
was
helped
this?
Me. So it was 1996. So you figure 6-ish. I was in there for 11
when
months.
When you were a baby, we moved in with Dad. So mom took care of you like a she would
right,
take
so
care
let,
of his son.
So wait, I understand.
So John had just died.
I know.
You were the replacement for John. You know, you were
right.
Actually.
That's fine.
It was like it made them feel better.
That's
that
fine. I'm
got,
glad it did.
It got John.
I
back.
Did as much as
way.
I could with them.
I mean, you were
I,
as close as
I never
as
got into
John,
trouble down there.
You were as close as like them getting John back.
But it's not pop up. I'm not going to speak for pop because he never said anything. But mom always thought bad things about what I was doing, and I
yeah
wondered,
right.
Who would that? If I was down there, and I would be able to talk to her, she would know that wouldn't be true, or I would tell her the truth.
Because she always knew I told her the truth. She always
think you're up to no good.
But I would, no, she thought I was doing drugs. She thought the
same thing about me.
Right, getting all of these points.
They did the same thing to me when I was only drinking.
You're connecting all these dots for me. That's what I'm saying.
So only drinking. I moved in. I was out.
Hold on. You're jumping around. So I moved in. And then I had, they were taking care of you, giving you money as much as they could when you asked for it. You did. And then I told you about the time in the bank where I had to empty my bank account to give you money to get moved into Chuck's place.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, you did move into Chuck's.
Yeah.
We all remember that.
Yeah.
They weren't paying for it. Then they left it up to me.
Yeah, I had a job. I was a job working I was for 16. I rode my 17. Bicycle.
Hold on, all the way you're up going to... back to you again. I'm 17. This is about you and me. I'm 17. They were like, you know how they were. We're done with him. But that's what they would always say. But I didn't know this. It was new at the time. You know, I didn't hear that much. So they left the decision off to me. So I went into my bank and emptied my savings after working a whole year and a half to save it up.
$2,100.
It was not $100.
How much do you think it
$2,300,
and get I had the fuck out of here.
Why did I give them $2,100? I didn't give it to you. I gave it to you.
What? To move in the trunk?
Listen to me. I gave that $2,100. I had $200 left.
$2,300. You wanted $400 to move in.
I know you want it first and last. I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
Maybe.
Okay. I gave them $2,100.
I didn't know that.
Plus, they were making... I didn't know this. I didn't give a shit. I don't care about money. Never did. They were making money from the state, which I didn't know about, and I didn't care even when I found out.
Yeah, they were getting money.
Which they should. Security. They should.
Right. Right.
Because they were technically, by law, my parents.
Well, they didn't know they could get that, but then they went after and got it.
Right. And I never asked them, like, how much you have in the bank? I never asked them that kind of questions. That's not the way, you know, it was very different from... drugs and fucking this, and then going put away, learning a little bit more respect and understanding appreciation to like loving care. And then I just remember, like I said, empty the bank account for you, and I'm 40 years old and I'm here with you and mommy.
40 years old.
I'm 40 years old and I'm here with you and mommy. And it's like, you think I don't want to fucking tell you something.
Let's go back to Wildwood. All right.
What?
I used to come down and visit you.
Used to. I remember the first time.
What? I'm used to. I always came down. 2 years. What do you mean?
2 years. 2 years.
What? 2 years you were down there and didn't come down?
Yeah. First time you came down. And I remember.
Probably should have a bar.
I had to go out and I filled up the little mini refrigerator. I remember doing that. And I was like, I felt so proud. I was like, oh, I'm working. I got a job. I'm doing this. I'm a manager at the place.
What mini refrigerator?
In the blue room. The mini refrigerator. I was a manager at my spot.
So what'd you do? Put Freon in there or something?
No, I mean, I filled the beer, soda, shit like that. I would always do that. So.
How old were you then?
Well, if I was 16, 17-ish.
17. Let me tell you something. You were fine in Wildwood. Okay?
I fucking it's love it there.
Wasn't
well, I don't know what you're talking. Wait, son. I never. When did I say? I understand that. When did I say it wasn't fine in Wildwood?
I would have killed her. The 2 weeks I was there, she would have been dead. Before
she had me on a leash. I was 19 when I met her.
Nuts.
I was 19. Not at first.
I said about Jimmy. Just imagine left him with a fucking maniac.
Do you know, I did leave her. I did leave her.
Yeah, but you left him with a maniac.
No, I left her before we left Wildwood. I left her. I left her in the fucking bar.
Should've,
and I said,
kept going.
And I said, I'm never, I remember she was trying, I said, oh fuck. I said, listen, I was very respectful. That I was always like that with women. I said, listen, we're done. I left. Mommy gave me that money to move out when she got that paycheck thing. So I moved out of my mom's and pop-ups and got my own place. And then the next morning, I hear...
And it's Christine.
It's Christine knocking on the door. Where did you go last night? She comes in looking for a woman.
So you like
she
that,
thought
right?
She thought I left with another woman. Right. When I was leaving. I was like, no, I left you. And like I never got to finish. Like, we're done. Because like she just did something
to me. Since I was done to having a baby.
It's called pussy.
Oh my god.
That's the truth, isn't it? Whipped. I was 19. No, that's not what pussy did.
Like
she was older. She was fucking almost 3 and a half. I didn't know that. Well,
You didn't know it.
How could you know anybody's nuts the first fucking two seconds?
How can you have to live with them 2 years? She only got find out how crazy.
And then I remember she did the screwdriver before she got pregnant. She would. This is before
we left Long with a screwdriver.
Like, not try. She was like, you know, f. But I'm like, this is fucking kind of like I just left all that. All these years, and it's
right.
And then I kind of found out about her backstory.
Yeah, her mother.
And then we were all fought, and the, but yeah, and the mother was.
They are. They are. There's what happens. And it's I didn't have that growing up. You know.
You just said you had wires and hangers and.
Well, I was getting deep. Not them.
So did you ever think that you were the problem?
Yeah, it was a very bad problem. Are you kidding? I tried to burn down the church. I pulled the fire alarm. I broke in the Brady school.
Did you try to burn down the church?
At 12 years old, the detectives came to the house. I stole a two-handle wrench, Patty. Hold on. A wrench out.
How about this? Good. I want to get my drink. I'm thirsty. It's fucking hot in here. How did you try to burn down a church?
Me and Artie Collar with envelopes. You know, the envelopes that would stay in the back for people to put money in to donate to the church that didn't have envelopes coming to the house. Well, we lit the envelopes on fire, and we broke into the Eucharist thing.
Eucharist?
Yeah, we were a bunch of kids. No, the Eucharist. You know where they get the communion? The Eucharist.
The guy that flew too close to the sun?
Yeah, too close to the sun. Yeah, it burned.
It's Icarus.
Up.
Icarus.
It called suicide flies. Kamikaze flies, we call them.
Icarus is his name, but I don't know what Ludacris is. Ludacris? Ludacris or Ludacris?
Eucharist.
Ukraili?
You know, where the communion is.
You mean where you put the money in?
No, the chalice that holds the Holy Communion.
Isn't it in the shape of a U?
No, it's
why do they call it that?
That's the name of it.
Pictures are fucking messed up back there. You
know, I noticed Jesus is crooked, but my
you know what? I noticed Jesus was crooked. Maybe that's why he got fucking, you know,
nailed
to the cross. He was a crooked fucking Jesus. And it's still crooked.
That's the biggest crucifix I have ever seen.
All right, so what is a ukulele?
Not a ukulele. It's a Eucharist.
You don't know how to. It's still not straight. Go back there. And I'll show you how straight.
Are over there. Get
go
there.
Back there.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. Go back there and tell me. Look. Ready? You can see it's off, right?
Yeah.
Right about.
That looks all right.
Man, I don't get it. What pills are over here?
Oh. Don't take them.
I'm not fucking that. All right, so what's a Eucharist?
It's a U. It's where they get out of here.
I really don't know.
You go to bed.
Wait, you just said it's a U.
Yo,
I'm recording this last part. Yeah, what is a Eucharist?
It's not a Eucharist. It's
called. You just said now it's not a Eucharist.
You call it Eucharist.
Here, I don't want to wake up dragon.
Eucharist is the communion. It's
try to burn down.
It's a chalice, not a chalice. It's a little thing. It's on top of the altar that holds the communion. That they open it up, everybody's all bound down when they take out.
Oh,
the communion.
You mean like where the smoke comes?
No, not.
I know what you're talking about. It's on. You mean the fucking the podium?
No, podium is where the priest stands and talks. That's the podium.
Is there doors?
Yeah, there's two little doors that open up. Now, it's very, like, against the wall or against the altar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Where
it's against the wall, and they're like metalish.
They're like gold.
God, how much do I don't care about that?
And they open that up, and they get the communion out. Well, we broke into that, and we were a bunch of kids, and we were acting like priests and giving out the Holy Communion to all the kids, you know.
So where's the fire coming?
Well, then me and Artie Keller went into the church, because back then you could leave.
Artie
Keller. He grew up down the street from
me. I knew that. I thought
his name was Artie
Keller. All right, yeah, Artie Keller.
And
you got him. You and Artie.
So me and Artie. Back then, you could leave the church. You can't leave the door.
All right, you're talking about starting a fire. You got that in your hand, and now you're running around with a lighter,
like crazy drunk.
So what happened? Did you try?
So yeah, we started the fire in the pew. There was a big burn hole, but the priest caught us and chased us out.
You accidentally,
Artie,
you accidentally, or you did?
No, we were trying to burn down the church. Why? Because we hated the church. We hated the priest. father kill you? Was the reason he was found out?
What's that?
After he was dead, he was one after little boys. He was one of those. You know, have you ever seen the movie Spotlight?
You know, yeah, they call him in UK. You know what they call him? What do they call him here?
Pedophile.
Pedophile. They call him a petey.
Like, there's some good priests. You can't let one bad apple ruin the whole bunch. But there was thousands of bad apples. Thousands of them.
A lot more than a thousand.
Yeah. Well, worldwide, there were so many, you know? Like, why can't you just be a priest and like, you're supposed to be right. God?
So, getting
how
back
can
to
you
that,
say no
how
to
did
God?
You get, who caught you? How did you get caught?
Artie would know his name because he would remember. He chased Artie. Artie lived right across the street from the rectory.
Father chased Artie.
Yeah, he chased him that way. I ran across the grass. The lawn, you know, where the rectory is.
Like a priest ran.
Yeah, it was running after us. I ran through the gates, and there was a bar was bent in the fence, and I was skinny enough that I sped through there and ran in the back, you know, down the alley in the back of the house. By the time I got to the back door, he was knocking on the front door. So,
whose house are you going to?
My house. Artie ran in his house. We were known in the neighborhood as the cop's kid and the fireman's boy.
Okay.
So that's how we were.
You didn't think those two things adding up, like, hey, maybe this is not a good idea.
Well, when I pulled the fire alarm, that's when I got my ass kicked. I mean,
who started the fire?
Me and Artie.
Both of you together.
Yeah, we were lighting the candles.
And both of you had, one was a firefighter, one was a policeman, and as a father. And
yeah, none of that, and you fired the fireman's by. That's how we were known
You started the fire, and you pulled the fire alarm.
And that was another time. I didn't go out and pull
the
fire.
So the church didn't burn.
I started the fire. No, we were running from the
church. Why did you hate the church? Were you touched?
No, because you see, I told you about that metal dustpan. I was picking up rice outside the church, and Father Killian, who was the pastor,
touched your butt.
Threw the fucking dustpan, hit me in the fucking leg. I was 8 years old. 7 years old.
Yeah, but it by
But it fucking hurt. Fucking did it by person.
I thought they get a fucking
that dustpan thrown at your leg.
Oh, the metal
was
one.
It was up on the steps
right here,
and he
threw
it at my leg.
Yeah,
it fucking hurt
right
me
there.
So much I cried. And I said, I hate that motherfucker. But he was scared of fucking.
It's okay
out
to
of
talk
you.
About it now.
No, no, bro.
Are you
no
sure
physically.
How about Artie?
Oh, no. Mary Catherine.
Is he still alive?
Mary Catherine knew people.
Is he still alive?
No, he's dead. When he died, I laughed. See?
You laughed when he died? Jesus
we had
Christ.
A shooting outside the rectory.
Wait, remember he said?
Fucking glad when he
died.
Wait
a minute. We were devastated when our son was put away.
Now,
how'd you feel when your best friend died?
We laughed. It was our brother. He was a pastor.
Is Artie still alive?
Yeah, Artie's still alive.
So why don't you ever call him?
Because I don't have his number. I gotta get his
Facebook.
Oh, then you're gonna have to go on Facebook.
It's on your phone. You have.
I don't go on there.
You go to Facebook.
Yeah.
You know how to search on Google, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You search by searching his name. You know how to spell it?
Fucking smoking in here.
What is it? What's it now?
What's what?
What are you moving around? You can't sit still. You have
ADHD. I don't have nothing like that. I'm just a normal guy. Normal guy sleeps at normal hours, gets up, has coffee, watches the news.
I would normally be up, but I'm not.
But you're up, you know.
I was supposed to be playing.
What's all that? Them poems and everything. Where's that come from? The Adderall?
No, I wrote that down earlier.
Well, when you're up for 2 days?
No. When did I start taking Adderall? 37. I was 37.
37?
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago you've been on Adderall. So,
no.
Why are you taking the benzos?
No, 37.
You would crash on the Adderall to go to sleep.
I tried Adderall when I was 18.
Yeah, but you were taking the benzos. They were working for your
ADHD. I know. The anxiety attack sucked. Here you go. Look, what date is that? This is called The Other Side. Jim O'Hare, right? 820. 13-10-53, The Other Side. When people die, like, I don't know. It's called The Other Side.
Crossing
up. You can see how old. It's just The Other Side. You think you could read that?
No, I can't. I have to put my reading glasses on. I'm not going to start reading it now.
Want you to read that out. Well,
now, so tomorrow morning when you make coffee.
I don't want to do it. This is
all right.
Is
so I got beat with the police belt, okay. Which was like an inch thick and 2 inches
I know
wide.
About that. I've had shit.
And while I'm running from him, he's running at me going like this, taking his shoes off and throwing it at me, going up the steps. Or if he had hangers, he'd throw them at me. Yeah.
Well, he probably had a lot more energy. Yeah, he probably know what he dealt. He's probably dealt with a lot of pieces of shit that were scumbags out there, treated him like shit.
Right.
Didn't know the person he really was. And then had to come home and deal with some fucking nonsense.
Yeah, right.
He's dealing with probably shit.
I would read his report.
Did you ever look at his life and think, oh, wow, now I understand?
I do think about a lot of things.
You're trying to complain about it.
I don't complain about it. I'm just telling you how it was for me when you think you had it bad.
I didn't say
I
had it.
You reached out for it
first. There's no comparison.
No.
I did. Your parents weren't on that shit. My parents were on that shit. So that was your decision.
What was I on? I was smoking weed and drinking.
Yeah, but between you and mommy, it was like a fucking.
Mommy didn't
it was like
start
a
her
hurricane.
Shit till she moved in
so
here.
Regardless, I'm not saying it was old.
When she had her rehab relationship with Rich, that's when he was.
I just
her
the thing,
an addict. She
okay.
was just an addict.
So let's fast forward all the way to fucking 37. Before I take Adderall, I'm having anxiety attacks and shit like that. And I did a podcast, not to do a podcast, to like, oh, be famous, you know, to vent. It's called like, it's the only thing I could think of where I was like, it's better. I don't want to go to a counselor. I just want to get it off my chest. And if it helps somebody, it helps somebody. And even though I did the first three shows high when I was smoking weed. And I was thinking, man, I should start smoking weed again. But then again, I'm all like, yeah. Anyway,
maybe you should quit.
That's why I did a podcast. And then,
you know, here's a woman that lived 92. She probably would have lived a little bit longer, but she wouldn't have got dementia as she's got it now. That's cool.
I wanted to read this
driven insane by her daughter, Kathleen.
This is what I would want to read at my mom's
eulogy.
Well, I might either this one, I have another one, but I only wrote like a couple with death. But this is a poem
down now because you got to get ready.
I wrote so many fucking poems. I don't know if I'm going. I don't think I'm going anywhere. Where are they going? I don't know. Do they have anything picked out? Her bedroom?
In my father's house, there's many mansions.
No, I'm saying.
Didn't you hear about
that? What happens when she dies? Where is she going?
She's going to heaven.
No, where does she? Where's her body going? Is she being cremated?
She's going over in Jersey.
Wait. Shirley's plot and all that.
Yeah, on top of that.
John, I don't know if he's young. You're almost right. My dad.
Yeah, no, my dad.
Technically, he's my dad.
No, he's not. Technically.
Yeah.
Legally, he is. Just like Gina.
I was Gina's dad. Does it still count? Guess what? It does.
It does, yeah. Two dads.
No, it does. They were, you know, because they were my legal guardians. They still are. Just because I'm 18 and over, I didn't know that.
Legally.
I mean, legally.
Technically,
she's my mother.
Yeah, but she didn't. If she got custody of you, she didn't do it. She didn't do it. Adopt you.
Yeah, no, they did sign the papers.
No, they got custody of you.
They had to be a legal guardian. They were my mother and father.
Legal guardians, not mom and dad.
Yeah, I understand that. I wouldn't call mom and dad, but I'm saying I could say, you know what? She's my mother. I want half everything. But
guess what? Kathleen
money.
Got all that.
No shit.
And then her faggot son, Chris, went and got behind. See, Janelle could afford that and won because by law.
Because she doesn't want to deal with that.
Now, because Mike says it's making her too stressed out. What do you think? Why do you think Janelle comes?
Mike
tells her things, how bad it is in Philadelphia. Janelle doesn't drive around the city that Mike works in. He works in the worst neighborhoods.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he tells her shit.
What do you think he tells her?
Put shit in her head.
I gotta see how long that was recording.
Everything. Yeah. Don't say anything.
I don't. Look, it's only getting recorded. One the other side because
The other side of what?
All right, because there's a mention of an EVP, and I don't know if I would
put...
Well, it's in the poem. When our eyes close and our last moment goes, does our spirit flow? Does the darkness glow? I've looked into the answer. Yeah, I looked into this answer like a fight.
Watch near death experience.
He doesn't even let me finish a poem. Isn't this guy fucking? You can see him at the podium, like me reading this. Well, you know,
4 scores and 7 years ago today, I would have started.
All right, finish.
Our forefathers first came.
Go ahead, keep going. Our forefathers first came here.
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody. Right. Yeah, that's how everybody, the people think they're smart.
They are four sail here for this great country.
Right here. Sing the national anthem. If you don't fuck up once, I'll give you whatever you want. No, the national anthem. The national anthem. No, not that. Not that one. No.
What's up, Rod?
I was saying Canada's. Canada's national anthem.
Canada's.
Yeah.
Hail, hail the gangs. Oh, all right, listen. 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm in bed.
No, it's
now
not.
I got the bathroom.
2 o'clock. What?
2 o'clock in the morning in South Philly. It's like it was after 4th of July
fuck
party.
Where did that from?
It was Peggy and what?
Like 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, let me mention
Georgie
the
Lord,
let me mention the date.
Marjorie and Artie Keller, Mama and Pop Pop sitting in the back of Dot and Peggy and Whitey God. Whitey was a great
Whitey
guy.
I remember Whitey.
Hello, gang. You don't remember him.
I remember Whitey.
Now, he died before you were
I born. Remember Whitey. I don't remember him, like, exactly. I remember you guys talked about him because I always said, you know what he reminds me of? The baseball player.
Whitey Ford, he died for. So he just died, too, man. Yeah, the last Wiz Kid just died this year, too. The last of the Wiz Kids. Kurt Simmons died.
Who?
Kurt Simmons. He was the last of the Wiz Kids. But he was a known Wiz Kid. No point.
You said, okay.
19. He just said 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1987.
All right, so anyway, now you realize I'm a little kid, right?
And no, I realize this, that.
They're singing in the backyard.
1987, you're a little kid.
No, not 1987. This is back in the 60s.
You just said 1987. No. I realize I'm a little kid.
No, I didn't say 1987. I never said anything about 87.
Yes, you did. I'm talking
about the 60s. It was the early 60s.
I can have the...
Before Kennedy got killed, before the Beatles hit the Ed Sullivan Show, so I had to be 7, 8 years old.
Okay.
So I'm getting woke up in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's the middle of the night for me, for a little kid. And I hear this troop singing, "Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the hell are we?" And they're so loud, like the whole alley can hear them. I'm looking out the back windows, and I can see who's all there. Mom and Pop Pop, Dot and George, Marguerite and Artie,
Peggy, and
Whitey Goddard. And they're singing. They're all drunk. Hell, hell, the gang's all here. What the hell do we care? And just imagine that. And then in this neighborhood, somebody in the backyard starts singing.
Well,
would never happen.
Wait a minute. Yeah, why not?
Because this ain't South Philly.
It's not South Philly. No shit. That's the difference. Right. But do you think it still happens?
Okay, let me go to bed.
See? ADD. Watch this. Okay. This one, 1/23/2013, 6:28 p.m. It's called Deep Troubles. This is one I never finished. It's like a paragraph long. I never finished it. Deep down, hiding away beneath the bone and the gray, troubles beating, breaking, and rotting to and raring to stay. Why do people put this stuff so deep away? Answers to the ones with wealth, wits, and great health. If you understand what I'm saying, then you're the ones that are praying. Troubles fall to us all. Just seems to some of us the fall never ends. And I have never finished it. That is it. I was looking for Genius, but I took a picture of it. Let's let's look and see if I can find a picture of Gina's, I forget, is it sister? Do you know I have a library, all that stuff.
What stuff?
What the hell is this? What are the uploads? Look at all the pictures I took. Look at, this is a Scranton sky. You want to see this? Look at that. Are you in the hospital? Remember that? It was in my thing. Look, Scranton sky.
My baby. I need some AAA batteries. I need...
Look at this.
Flashlight. I mean, batteries for this flashlight in here.
I don't know what this is.
I just used the last batteries up for that flashlight up there.
Look, back in Scranton. That's her dad. That's her dad. Rich, thanks for the stories, Rich. Yeah, he took me to the place.
That's her. Who's that bald head guy? That's her dad.
No, that's me. I'm looking. Oh. That's when I was leaving. I was saying, look at the buildings. I didn't give a shit. That's her. Right there was her.
What was the tattoo? Oh, she's got the yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
She has probably no idea what it means.
I can't describe and compare. There's nothing I could say to find a way. You make this heart of mine beat. It's like I've been taken literally off my feet as I'm... Oh, we did rat things, but yeah, that's... I don't know why I saved some of this.
She was nice. Look, she was a nice there was girl, but what's the matter with
woman?
Her?
What's not a matter? What's that? Why is that a picture of you right there? Oh, the band-aid when you fell. Janelle sent me these. Look how good she looks there.
Yeah,
I mean, like, good. You know what I mean. She does look good.
Last time
she
was on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I remember when I did that. And
yeah,
then
you see her tour.
Did you know that's on the back of Mommy's door, right?
No.
Yeah. I put it back there in 2014.
What
it looks
poster?
Like. If you go on Mommy's back door, you seen it? Nora's kitchen?
Yeah.
When she was, like, normal?
Yeah.
That's the shit I would do.
When she was, like, normal.
Well, I would have seen... Yeah. You've seen... I have pictures of balloons because I would appreciate what she was doing when she was... Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Not work. She was working, and I didn't care if she was working or not. She was normal. Like, she was doing what she could do with the best of her ability. That's all anybody can ask for anybody. And now you know the difference. Like, I have proof of this over the years, how it changed. That was the day we met. I hated that picture.
Met her on what, Facebook?
No, actually, Xbox.
Xbox?
The weird, yeah.
You know, playing
see,
her
she
on
would
Xbox
have. No, I was playing. I was playing the game. Man, that's before. That was before I had like. I was taking pictures near the Dirty River.
What Dirty River?
She would send me shit like that. It was hard not to be like, yeah, I'll get on a 6-hour bus,
right? Yeah, right. Fuck her, right?
Right. And she like that. Yeah, like,
how
come
was
on.
She in bed?
Ah, crazy. Never had that before.
Never. All right. Well,
look, I like. I did that photo with the rugged
look.
Looks like a professional photo.
Looks like you just left the house.
Well, that was more ruggedy.
You know, like, what the fuck?
Picture of the moon. But that's, you know, a real picture. That was the day we met, and I was so, shocked.
About what?
I wasn't expecting her. Because she called me, like, and it's like, because it's not the first time. I wasn't coming.
Desperate.
She said, I'm not coming.
For anybody.
No, she was very afraid. You're not listening to me. This day she came here, she had Chuck, her kid. So she was supposed to come 2 or 3, 4 times before that. She never did. Because she was nervous. She thought it was weird. I'm like, it is weird.
What about the kid?
I'll go to
what
you. He was fine with it. Like, once, like, we got in the car and we're talking. Remember when I left? Like, we were talking a couple minutes, like, an hour into the ride. I was like, fuck, I'm fucking up, but not too bad. No, I felt weird, and I was like, I guess. The only thing she said was like, oh, I usually don't let anybody smoke in the car. I'm like, what?
She don't smoke at all?
No, she smokes, and she's like, I don't let anybody else smoke in the car.
Okay.
And I'm like...
But she smokes.
Yeah, but it's her car, but she doesn't
want,
like, she says it's not even you. She's like, what if, like, you know, your ash hits the wind, and, you know, because she was leasing or whatever.
Did you say you threw pee out the window, hit Jesse in the
face? No, God, that was fucking, that was a long time ago. Anyway, so I smoked. I even, like, drove the car a couple times, and then I'm like, okay, I can see she's kind of letting go some of the shit.
Yeah.
But when I got there, the one thing I didn't know is how bad mentally she was. Because I remember like saying, I didn't know what to do. Her room was a mess. Like,
really?
She just needed to clean up a couple things, that's all. And I can understand she's
how was the place
working
clean?
Oh, the rest of the house like was built with the yeah, it's fine. But no, it's just her room was a mess and she felt so ashamed of it and I had to comforted her. I want to tell you something. I'm not saying I made any mistakes. I made some mistakes, but I did as much and I went overboard to make sure she's happy. And it was like every little thing would add up. And she said, all because like I didn't make her chicken noodle soup when she was sick. God. Like right away.
Yeah, you should.
But I still made it. Like it just, it wasn't like super like how mom expected
it'd be like that. She was
right, and she was in one of the. She could have been one of those moods.
Compassion.
Yeah, and the next, and before that happened, a couple weeks before that, we're walking out of the doctor's, and she's like, "Well, you're staying for a couple days, right?" I'm like, "Is that fine? Because that's how I would do it. You know, I go there for a couple days." Yeah. She goes, "All right, well." I got this new medication and it could give me, you know, like psychotic tendencies, you know, like grab a knife and stab somebody.
Oh my God, she said that to
me. And I'm like, I ain't gonna be this lucky. Let's go. I'm not gonna be that lucky. She was saying she was having psychology thoughts because she was on the wrong medicine.
Which was the doctor's fault.
They put her on the wrong shit. Like, you know, they got to test shit out.
Yeah.
Because she had thyroid stuff.
So she took
the woman's stuff. Yeah, and some of you got to test.
She had enough thyroid glands.
Anyway,
made her heavy.
I don't know
she didn't
the
take
fuck
the medication.
That, no.
Just like she.
No, no.
She
had to take medications, but when you mix medications, it could give you thought.
Shower,
it could give you thoughts, like, of hurting somebody.
Oh
but at
God.
Least she was saying it. Right?
That would freak me out right there.
But wait a minute, she's saying it, though.
No.
Most the scary part is after the fact if she already done something and not said anything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they said, well, it's good that your boyfriend is staying with you because you know this is new medication. I didn't go into the doctors with her. This is what she told me, but I mean, I believed her. This is the photo I had on Facebook, and she snapped it and did this. First time she seen me, she took it and did this.
Oh my God.
All I did was took a picture and I leaned over, and that was the first picture I had on Facebook, and that was that.
Oh my God, you're in trouble.
I'm not with her anymore.
I know. Thank God.
And then this picture of my favorite girl friend ever, and not in a weird sexual way. Here, look. Right there, boo. Yeah, but you see, look.
That's a great picture of her, too.
I know. You know what? Every time I see it, I'm like, I'm so glad I took that. Look at this. I look at this picture right next to each other, right? Beautiful picture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, still can't be beat. But, yeah, I remember. See, Janelle wrote
She's
something.
She's in the book. What?
Well, it was on Facebook.
I can't see. I got
my reading
glasses on.
My sister, Gina, passed away over the weekend. For those of you who knew her... those of you who knew her knows that she lived a wild roller coaster life, but unfortunately her ride came to an end.
Oh my God.
I know. Her ride came to an end.
Roller
coaster only kind of goes on one track. See, that's what Janelle misses out on. She doesn't know that kind of... I was trying that with her, like, a couple things.
Her ride came to an end.
I'm like, Janelle, it's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster, Janelle. It's, you know... No, but it's the one track.
Yeah, right.
It's like, where else is she going to go?
Yeah, but to her, put that...
Anyway, her ride came to an end once. Saturday. It was like a long roller coaster.
Yeah.
I will miss her crazy ass. She was definitely one of a kind. I love you, Gina O'Hara. She didn't even say her middle name. I love you, Gina Marie O'Hara. Yeah. Anyway, you are finally reunited with Ashley.
Yeah.
SWAK.
Yeah.
Sealed with a kiss. It's Facebook. It's digital. See, if I tell Janelle this shit, I don't know
especially
how she
her putting that down. Like,
well, at the time, it was nice. It was nice.
I was on a roller coaster.
You didn't see? You never
seen
that?
I flowed up.
Look, June 2nd, 2014.
Now.
Look, June to June 2nd, 2014. So it was over
Wait
the weekend.
A minute. When did she die?
This was on June 2nd. So yeah. Whatever day that was.
So she died before Pop-Pop died, right?
No. No.
No, he...
Listen to me. June 2nd. So yeah. She died either... I think it was on the 1st. It was the next day.
It was May 31st.
Because it was the weekend. I think that was a Monday. I don't know.
Was it the 15th or was it the 14th?
I don't know.
See, it has a 14th down there. I think she died like a couple months.
I'm doing all this stuff.
Pop-Pop
I don't
died.
Know what to do with all this. I have... This is my Google stuff where look. I have
That's
private stuff.
To figure out what to do with all the memorabilia.
Like, see
all those people that would buy that up and, like, you know, it's probably worth some money. All
right. All right, that's it. Thanks for joining us. We are the two retards.
Yeah.
This is the Jimmy James Show, A to Z Life and Beyond, and I'm here with the original Jimmy James. Anything to say to these weird people?
Peace and love, and stop the killing now.
Putin's gotta go.
All
right. Yeah, that's his famous line now. Yeah. So 49 cents for
Putin's
people to listen
to
this.
The Soviet Union
listen
back
to me.
Together. He's delusional. He's delusional.
Delusional. Yeah.
Delusional.
You gotta make sure you get your words right before you start calling other people those words.
Pop-Pop always said to read the dictionary.
John read
the dictionary. And Zena must have known.
I didn't read it.
I looked
it up.
Words I never even heard.
This is the end.
But I wasn't like, yeah.
So
like,
here's the thing. I'm charging for not every show. If you want to listen to like certain material, it's 49 cents a month. I think that's the lowest I can go. It's the lowest it allows me. I think that's fair. Somebody's given this amount of time to tell stories, I think 49 cents is reasonable.
I don't think you're wrong. It's over there. Wrong.
You got 49 cents in your checking account?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Why?
Wait, I want to see if it works.
All right. This is Matthew McConaughey saying... Check out Jimmy James while I drive away my Lincoln. Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jimmy James, and I'm here to tell you one more freaking time. Fuck it. Let me do that again. This is Jimmy James telling you one more fucking time. You must now, according to Spotify and Anchor, with the lovely assist, can you please go to Spotify and follow me? Because that's the only way I can even get a red cent. Please follow me. I'm begging you, follow me. I got no food on the table. Follow me. They won't pay me anymore. They said I need a certain amount of followers on Spotify. Please go follow me. I'll do anything. Anything you say, I'll do it. But, all right, I'm just getting a little carried away. If you can, yes, if you can, please follow me on Spotify. I'll put the link in there. Also, goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no! Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all!
Goodbye, everybody.
Inside all of us.